Hi, this episode was brought to you by the wind and the rain, the fog, the mist, the waterfall, the spray, and the forest. Last episode we discussed a certain kind of marine creature, the tissue, or fishu as it's also known. This episode will continue our theme by talking about ladders. If you are down and you want to be up, a ladder may be the sort of tool you're looking for. If you are up and you need to get down, well, they can be handy in that kind of situation too. Some ladders have beginnings and ends, and others don't. A well-known example of a ladder is the double helix structure of DNA, found in the nucleus of eukaryotic cells and just kind of around the place in prokaryotic cells. DNA is and backwards. That's not relevant to anything, I just felt like pointing it out. If you're on the ground and you want to be on the roof of something, a ladder might be helpful, but sometimes it's good to consider the conditions that have led to you being in that situation in the first place. For instance, maybe there's some important maintenance task that needs to be done on top of the roof, like replacing a fan or installing a new spotlight or unhooking a sort of sky creature that's ensnared itself in one of the many nets you are keeping up there because you didn't need them right now. It's now time for another appearance from our guest speaker, who still doesn't have a name. This time our guest speaker will be telling you about things that should be in places but are not in places, and things that are in places but should not be in places. Let's give it a big hand for our guest speaker. Hello, I'm the guest speaker, and I'd like to present to you our new regularly reoccurring segment, Things that are not in places but should be in places, as well as things that are in places that shouldn't be. One time I saw a traffic cone in a park. It wasn't a very big park, it was more of a kind of footpath between two streets with a kind of bit of grass next to it. But this traffic cone was injured, it was wounded. It was lying on its side, a big dent in its side. And try as I might, I wasn't able to repair the dent. It was, you don't realise this when you see a traffic cone, they're actually very sturdy. It's very strong material they're built out of. I'm using my hands alone. I wasn't able to undent it, and without that it would just bend over when it was stood up and fall over again. It was a very sick cone, very sorry state of affairs. But I found a stick that had fallen from a tree that was nearby. And this was bent in the right way that I was able to use it as a lever. So, well, that's about all I've got time for. Thank you to our guest speaker for presenting our regularly reoccurring segment, Things That Are In Places That They Shouldn't Be, as well as Things That Are In Places That They Shouldn't Be. There are a lot of fluids that have great importance to our society. Water, blood, oil, and water. But I don't want to talk about any of those things. I want to talk about something that's a lot more important, and that's branching narratives. In a lot of forms of media, it's very difficult to incorporate branching narratives. For instance, in this podcast you're currently listening to, it's linear, it's static, it's going to be the same every time you listen to it. But within recent decades, we've been capable as a species of producing media with branch points, branch cuts, like the natural logarithm function. Which was completely unknown to scientists until about 2008 or 2009, I want to say. There's nothing natural about it, of course. We invented it. So, if you see a ladder without an end or a beginning, remember to report it to the authorities. Bye!